Then the doctor walked in. She looked like she could have been my daughter. She looked so young. Questions popped into my mind like, can I see your resume? Have you ever done this type of procedure before? Can I see an example of how you've stitched someone up on their face before? And the only thing that I could get out of her was that she had been assigned to Portland 2 weeks before and had moved from Colorado to downtown Portland. Things didn't look good. Things didn't look good. I really didn't have enough information about this doctor. I had no idea who she was. And the equipment didn't look all that great. But you know what? None of that mattered. What mattered was that God connected us to the right person. And she performed the stitches, and she did a fantastic job. What matters in faith, again, in the story of David and Goliath, has nothing to do with what the Israelites did. They were fearing. They were lacking in confidence. They were seeing things, and they were questioning things. What mattered was that they were backing the right person. David. This story is not about David. This story's about Jesus. See, Jesus had a one-on-one battle on Calvary at the moment of the cross. Yes, on one side there was Jesus, and on the other side, yes, there was Satan and sin. And the place of the cross was a no man's battle where no one could go and fight that battle. And in that battle, it didn't look very good. Jesus did not look highly esteemed, the prophet Isaiah would once say. And on Good Friday, things absolutely didn't look that like they were going in a good direction. But then 3 days later, he won. Resurrection Day. And Paul would write in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he'd say, "Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." See, we don't fight the battle. That's the good news. Faith is about backing the right person. And the story's true. Whoever takes the Son gets everything. And it's yours. My friend, the Lutheran Church has a unique history to it. This is going to sound kind of fancy. If you want to talk about it with me later, I'd love to talk theology with you. The beautiful gift of the Lutheran Church is that it teaches something called objective faith. Not subjective faith. A lot of churches teach that. Subjective faith is how much faith that you have. That's what matters. The Lutheran Church and Christianity teaches what matters is the object of our faith, which is Jesus. Sometimes our faith is weak. Sometimes we lack confidence. Sometimes our guts tell us things aren't looking so good. Sometimes we go through dry seasons of faith. Sometimes we feel like we don't have enough information to believe everything that we're hearing. But again, those things don't matter. That's subjective faith. What matters is the object of our faith, which is Jesus. So remember, faith is about backing the right person. And you have. Whoever gets the Son gets everything. We pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this message of David and Goliath that happened so long ago. Help us to see beyond that, to see what is happening here, that this story is really about backing the right person. Lord, give us strength today, comfort, that we don't have to muster more faith or think that we have to have more information before we believe, but help us just to have the simple heart to back the right person. I thank you for the saints here at Peace Lutheran Church. Lord, they back Jesus because Jesus backs them and loves them dearly. May that be their comfort and security this week. In Jesus' name, amen.